and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about hypospadias. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/hypospadias or in the renal and neurology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Hypospadias is a condition affecting males where the urethral meatus, which is the opening of the urethra, is abnormally displaced posteriorly on the penis. This might be further towards the bottom of the glans in about 90% of cases, halfway down the shaft, or even right at the base of the shaft. Epispadias is where the meatus is displaced anteriorly on the top of the penis. Usually the foreskin is abnormally formed to match the position of the meatus. There can also be an associated condition called caudi, which is where the head of the penis bends downwards. Hypospadias is a congenital condition that affects babies from birth and is usually diagnosed on the examination of the newborn. Let's talk about management. Hypospadias requires referral to a pediatric specialist urologist for ongoing management. It's important to warn the parents not to circumcise the infant until a urologist has indicated that this is okay. Mild cases may not require any treatment. Surgery is performed usually after 3 to 4 months of age. And surgery aims to correct the position of the meatus and straighten the penis. There's a few complications to be aware of. These can include difficulties directing urination, cosmetic and psychological concerns, and sexual dysfunction. Thanks for listening to this episode on hypospadias. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. If you want to find out more about Zero to Finals, you can find everything, including notes, videos, illustrations, and questions on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be about hydroceles.